The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Charlie,
oh no,
nobody catches the baseball and two runs the score. What happened there?
Okay, all right. Pump the brakes on the Rockies Pennant Express as they get slammed in Philadelphia 8-2. Kyle Freeland, you know, not totally his fault. He only gave up one earned run. Okay, that error didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
So he only gave up one earned run. So at first you see the score 8-2, you know Kyle Freeland started, and you're like, uh-oh. Are you having second thoughts about the deal that they gave him?
Well, I had
$60 million.
I had second thoughts the second they signed him.
Okay.
Because I was, you know, and listen, I love the hometown kid story. I love all that stuff and competitiveness. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know what bothered me yesterday? How many times he missed a pitch that he thought was a strike and he walked off the mound? And I don't know if you, I sat and watched the whole game. I love them playing on the East Coast because they started 5.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I sat and I hunkered down. You know I love baseball, right?
The mountain time zone is the greatest time zone in the country for sports, but go on.
So long story short, I'm like, dude, you know what? Don't show up the ump. Don't walk off the mound every time you throw a slider that's 3 balls inside. Like, stop it. And it bothered me. Here's the other thing that bothered me. You're in the fifth inning and you're over, what, 100 pitches? Like your lack of command of your fastball. Like, how many deep counts you have to get in. Like, that wears, not only does it wear you out, but it wears the bullpen out. And to sit there and think that Kyle Freeland is somehow all of a sudden going to trend toward the 2018 Kyle Freeland, I think you're living in a pipe dream. I think what you've got right now is about as good as it's going to get.
Mm.
And that's what they paid for, and good for them for honoring the young guys. I just don't think that Kyle Freeland is going to be much more than a 4.5 to 5 ERA guy, you know, that is below 500. In all his starts. That's
wow.
What I think he's going to be.
$60 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
No.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Clay Thompson in on Colley Stein. Clay Thompson! What a play.
Hey, for everybody who's upset about Jamal Murray not playing, do we have Clay Thompson to blame? Clay Thompson's really come to serve as a sounding board, injury mentor. We know about Klay Thompson's injury history, trying
right
to come back first from an ACL, then an Achilles. Achilles! So, in talking to Jamal Murray, he talked about this the other day, Klay did. He said, quote, it's just unfair to him. What is it, less than a year, and you're thrown into a playoff series? You can't simulate that. It was hard enough to simulate a regular season game. I couldn't even imagine not playing basketball for a year and then thrown into a situation where you're down. Do you have more sympathy now for Jamal Murray that he reached out to a guy like Klay Thompson? Or should Jamal Murray's approach to this be influenced by really one guy?
Yeah.
One special case.
Yeah, I don't think it's that special. I mean, I think it's, you look at Klay Thompson, he is just now getting back to the Klay Thompson ring, remember, before all the injuries. And so I would tell you this, Mike, and this is interesting because over the course of the years, I have been reached out to by multiple agents and managers to talk to their clients about overcoming injuries and what they should do in regards to surgeries and everything else. And I always tell them, hey, listen, this is going to come from a hypocritical spot because I would play. And I'd play through it. But for you to be your best with this injury, it is better to go get the surgery, go through the rehab, take your time, blah, 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 because we're talking about longevity versus just right now. Now, nobody ever takes my advice in the NFL because they all want to play, right? But they all hurt themselves tremendously. And I'm telling you, guys like Shane Ray would tell you, you know, he's consulted with me. A guy like Sean Merriman, who I demanded he get surgery. He didn't listen to me. And I go, I told him exactly what's going to happen. You're going to play, right? You're not going to play as well, but you're going to give it the old college try. And they're going to tell you, they're going to pump your tires and tell you how great you are. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to cut your ass because you didn't play very well. And it's exactly what happened. He ended up going to Buffalo and his career just kind of fizzled out because he played with a torn PCL and he just didn't play very well.
But I don't know if I like the idea that everything Jamal Murray is doing is based maybe on what he's hearing from Klay Thompson. That's one resource to talk to. Why not talk to KJ Hamler, who I watched highlights of KJ Hamler yesterday running around 8 months after having his ACL torn. Mm-hmm. 8 months. And right. He's out there and he looks great. Russell Wilson's raving about him.
Yeah.
George Payton raving about him. That's 8 months later.
Okay, but here's the deal. You're 8 months in shorts and a t-shirt out there running around with the Broncos. Now all of a sudden you put a DB on him who jams him in the chest and is running with him or pushing him out of bounds. It's a completely different game. This is like that's no different than, hey, we see Jamal in shoot around. That's the same damn thing. Like, yeah, he can shoot around.
Been scrimmaging, by the way. He has been scrimmaging.
Right. So. But again, completely different than getting into playoff series. I don't begrudge him a bit when it comes to, you know, leaning on Klay Thompson for advice.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.